Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Van Morrison's great song, Into the Mystic, is about a spiritual quest. But for anyone who lives in and around Boston, where Van Morrison once lived, it's easy to imagine that he's also singing about the city's other great river, the Mystic.
Let your soul and spirit fly into the Mystic.
Which flows from the Mystic Lakes in Winchester, 7 miles south to the Tobin Bridge into Boston Harbor.
Where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home.
The Mystic is the city's other river, less well known than the Charles. But like the Charles, for centuries, it was assaulted by industry, development, and backed up storm drains, which overwhelmed it with raw sewage and all kinds of other pollutants.
I mean, the problems in the Mystic are the problems of prosperity.
This is Ekankar Singh Khalsa, or EK for short. EK is executive director of the Mystic River Watershed Association, which is working to reverse the ravages of industrialization that almost killed this river.
Great. Rich communities were built, wonderful industry was created, and we weren't so good about how we managed our waste, and so we had to pay a price.
But EK is an optimist. Despite hundreds of industrial waste sites along its shores, the power plants, the oil tanks, and the long legacy of contamination, he says there's hope for the Mystic. And he says you can see it in an unlikely place, a little gritty piece of land along the river in Somerville, called Draw 7 Park, right behind the Orange Line T-stop at Assembly Row.
We have a parking lot. We're right on top of the river. There are two new fishing piers. There's access to this location from the Orange Line and from Assembly Row. But as you can see, there's chain link fence. We're not quite there. But this is, in so many ways, the story of the Mystic River watershed right now. This is all the potential of the Mystic to serve 500,000 people in these 22 communities.
Which makes the Mystic one of the most densely populated urban watersheds in the state. As we head across the bridge from Somerville to Medford, EK makes the point that the Mystic is also packed with history. He points to a public boathouse on the Somerville side. It has the lyrical name
Blessing of the Bay Boathouse.
Blessing of the Bay Boathouse.
What a great name.
Yes. Blessing of the Bay was one of the first wooden ships built in America.
EK talks a lot about the history of this river, the 3 centuries of industrial use from which it's trying to recover, as well as the history that helped define this country.
The Mystic saw revolutionary battles. You know, Paul Revere's ride wasn't through the Alston-Brighton tolls on the Massachusetts Turnpike. His horse rode along the banks of the Mystic to Lexington and Concord. The Mystic powered American industry. And we've got the scars to show that we did that.
Despite those scars, there's evidence that the Mystic is healing. At one point, this part of the river was choked by an aggressive invasion of water chestnuts. But thanks to an eradication program, the plants are mostly gone and the river is flowing again. There are also a series of water quality and improvement programs that have actually made long stretches of the Mystic safe for boating and recreation. Parts of it are even swimmable. But there's a lot more work to do. And you can't help comparing the Mystic River to the Charles, once upon a time dangerously contaminated, today one of the world's cleanest urban waterways.
Does that provide a kind of inspiration and model for what you folks want to do here?
Yeah, I think so, obviously. The Charles tells us what happens when you restore an urban river, is that it activates both the river and all of the space around it. It tells you also that it changes how people feel about their lives and about their neighborhood and about their community. And I think one of the challenges we have at this point in the Mystic is to change the perceptions, because water quality in the river where we are now is very, very good. Not quite as good as the Charles, but approaching it. And certainly in this section of the river, it's entirely boatable.
And what does boatable actually mean?
Well, boatable is a standard for E. coli contamination. That's the big issue here. It was the big issue in the Charles. And for boating standards, as you might imagine, the amount of E. coli allowed in water is fairly high. It's not a very rigorous standard, as you might imagine, because the exposure that you have while you're boating is fairly minimal. You're splashing water on your face, maybe you're swallowing a little water. So it's a very different standard from swimming.
Good morning, sir.
Watch your step there. Okay.
We climb aboard a powerboat and head downstream through the locks at the Amelia Earhart Dam in Somerville.
So now we're heading into salt water. This is the Mystic.
To our left, on the Everett side, is the site of the former Monsanto chemical plant, heavily contaminated, where cleanup has begun. This is where Wynn Resorts is spending $1.7 billion to build its resort casino.
So the cleanup, obviously good for the river. Is the building of a huge resort casino necessarily good for the future of the river?
Well, we've done our very best to make sure that it is. So we don't have a strong opinion about gambling or casinos.
Right, I get that.
Your
focus is water.
That's right. But we determined that if a casino got built in the Mystic River watershed, that it would do great things for the river. And so we have actually worked really closely with the Wynn Resorts Group to encourage some changes in the way they interface with the river. Rather than putting a hardened edge along the river, we said, look, there's no heavy traffic up here. Why not create a new salt marsh? Why not create a living shoreline? Why not restore these tidal areas and see if we can bring back life? And to their credit, they love that, and they've really embraced that idea.
I have a really basic question about what's involved with cleaning up a waterway, and this gets back to what I learned about the Charles River, and that is the big hurdle was stopping the, the sewage from going into the river. It wasn't so much actually cleaning the water or dredging it. It was just stopping the continual contamination. Is that the basic trick here?
That's a real essential first step.
Yeah.
If you don't have good water quality, it's hard to recover the general conditions. Bacterial contamination, sewage overflows, sewage leaking through stormwater pipes, all of these are problems of urban rivers. We also are concerned about sediments and what contamination remains in the sediments from all of these former industrial activities. We're unclear about that. And that creates problems in terms of recreational use because people are concerned, well, should we put a boat ramp here or not? Should I get my feet in the water or not? It's just a big open question.
So what's your timeline? I mean, what's feasible to imagine for the Mystic? I mean, you know, let's go for the gold standard. Swimmable by when?
Well, it depends what section of the watershed you're talking about. You can have a great time swimming in the upper Mystic Lakes right now. Shannon Beach is used by thousands and thousands of people every summer. I think for the saltwater section of the Mystic,
where we are right now,
water quality is reasonably good. I don't know that I would spend a lot of time swimming here, but I'd definitely dive off that landing. But honestly, I would say I'd be very surprised if in the next 10 years the Mystic River is not a swimming river.
That's amazing to me. Was there a time when you would have had trouble imagining?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have a good friend who's lived in the Everett area for a long time, and he tells a great story of falling out of a rowboat with his 7-year-old friends and coming out of the river absolutely covered in oil and God knows what else. And then going home and having his mother scrub him in the bathtub for half a day to get that oil and all of these other contaminants off him. So clearly we've come a long, long way.
We turn around and head upstream back through the locks, past the Blessing of the Bay boathouse, and into a tranquil stretch of the Mystic. Great blue heron stand sentry along the lush green riverbanks, and geese swoop ahead of us. Here, for a moment, the river looks as it might have 3 centuries ago.
This beautiful stretch of river, which moves between the cities of Medford and the city of Somerville, is really quite a treasure. What's interesting about the Mystic right now is that very few people know that. So if you put your canoe or kayak in this water, you have it to yourself. And you can paddle all the way from here, about 4 miles, up to the Mystic Lakes and go for a beautiful swim.
I live in Somerville. I'm ashamed that I didn't even know about this.
I mean, this is one of the challenges. In order to get to that boathouse, you have to be brave enough to go underneath Route 93 and find this place.
Right.
The Mystic is this hidden treasure. We have barricaded it with big highways and chain link fences and prevent people from getting access because we're dotted with brownfields, all these old industrial sites that have yet to be cleaned up. But it's here. The Mystic is this splendid place, and it offers the same promise of every urban river, which is this wonderful open green space.
And magnificently we will fold into the Mystic.
Ekankar Singh Khalsa, Executive Director of the Mystic River Watershed Association. You can see pictures and learn more about the Mystic River at our website, radioboston.org.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.